joining us today, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi there, Will, and happy holiday weekend.
Happy holiday weekend, Aisha.
Yes. So, Will, can you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Greg Van Mechelen of Berkeley, California. I said, name a well-known TV character, 5 letters in the first name, 6 letters in the last. Change the first letter of the first name to a Y and read it backward, you'll get a synonym of the character's last name. Who is it? Well, the character is Della Street. Change the D to a Y, backward it's Allie, which is sort of a synonym of Street from the Perry Mason TV shows and books.
Oh my goodness. So I feel like a lot of y'all did not know this one, but there were over 200 entries and 180 correct submissions. And out of those, Kendra Armour of San Carlos, California is our winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yeah. So Kendra, how did you figure this one out? Because, I mean, do you watch a lot of Perry Mason? Is that what was going on?
No. The original was on before I was born, and okay. I may have to watch the remake now. But I started thinking that the names might be adjectives since one ended in Y. So I started to try to think of characters with last names that were adjectives. That didn't work. Then I tried to find ones that had meanings beyond being just a name. And I found another character with a last name Street. And then Allie popped into my head as a synonym for that. So I thought of names that started, you know, blank E-L-L-A. And after Bella, Della came up quickly, and a quick Google search confirmed it.
Oh, wow. So you didn't even know of the character, but you've just figured it out. Oh, my goodness.
I am impressed.
That is very impressive. And you've been playing for a while, right?
Yes, I've been playing since about 2002 and have entered regularly over the many years. So it's taken me a while to get here. But I would say persistence pays off for those of us who don't win on the first entry.
Well, now is the time. Now is your time, Kendra. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
Yes.
All right. Take it away, Will.
All right, Kendra and Aisha, I'm going to give you some clues. For each one, take the last two letters, reverse them, and use those to start the answer to the clue. For example, if I said name for a cat, you would say tabby, because cat ends A-T, reverse that to get T-A, and T-A starts tabby. Here we go. Number one is part of the foot.
Toe.
Toe is part of the foot, right. Scrabble unit.
File.
Uh-huh. Greek hero.
Orpheus.
Orpheus. Interesting. I was going for Orestes. All right. Yours might work, too. Jesuit school.
Loyola.
Loyola. Good. Thesaurus author.
Roger.
Roger is it. Prophet in the Bible.
Elijah.
Excellent. Gun part.
Trigger.
Uh-huh. Chocolatey dessert.
Sure.
Uh-huh. It's also the name of a mushroom, but that's something different. This is a chocolatey dessert.
Oh.
I love chocolate. I don't know why I'm not getting this
the
one.
Truffle?
Truffle. A truffle, is it?
Of course.
Good one, Aisha. Italian restaurant offering.
Gnocchi.
Excellent. Mushroom.
Morel.
Nice. And here's your last one. Nobel Science.
Economics.
Good job.
Okay, so usually with these puzzles, I kind of get them. But Kendra, it took me about you getting 4 or 5 of the answers for me to realize what the puzzle was even doing. You were going so fast. I just thought y'all were saying words, and then Kendra was saying a word back, and I was confused. But you did an amazing job. How do you feel?
Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, you really got the wordplay. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Kendra, what member station do you listen to?
KQED. Been members since 2002.
That is awesome. That's Kendra Armour of San Carlos, California. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you very much.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Darwin Lang of Mandan, North Dakota. Name a sports facility in 2 words. This is a general term, not a specific place. 3 consecutive letters in the first word also appear consecutively in the same order in the second word. And if you reverse these 3 letters, you'll name something seen in this sports facility. What is it? So again, sports facility, two words. Three consecutive letters in the first word appear consecutively in the same order in the second word. And if you reverse these three letters, you'll name something seen in the sports facility. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, July 7th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.